This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And don't tell me that I'm a weirdo because I'm upset about this. I'm just sick of dishonorable trash.
Supreme Cobra Commander!
You're failures! You think I'd sell my family out like you, dirtbag?
Ja'Kari Jackson for InfoWars.com. Campus rape is a very serious allegation and should be treated as such. But what if you, an innocent person, are caught up in the net and are being punished for a crime that you did not commit? Innocent college students subject to restraining order for resembling alleged rapist. An innocent male student was reportedly banned from entering large areas of his liberal arts school in Oregon after a female classmate accused him of slightly resembling a rapist she encountered months prior in another state. He was ordered to stay away from a fellow student, cutting him off from his housing, his campus job, and educational opportunity, all because he reminded her of a man who had raped her months before and thousands of miles away, said Professor Janie Haley of the Harvard Law Review. Which is to say, after a thorough investigation, this man has been proven innocent, but is still being punished for a crime that he did not commit. And all due sympathies to the young lady, but now this young man is having his educational opportunities ruined because he slightly resembles a perpetrator. And going from an innocent man to people who are definitely guilty, but were able to continue their crimes because of political correctness. About 1,400 Rotterdam children sexually exploited over a 16-year period. The uncompromising report on events in South Yorkshire town between 1997 and 2013 said in more than a third of these cases, the youngsters were already known to child protective agencies. The report said, by far the majority of the perpetrators were described as Asian by the victim. But the investigator said, counselors seemed to think it was a one-off problem they hoped would go away. And several staff described their nervousness about identifying the ethnic origins of the perpetrators for fear of being thought racist. Political correctness allowed these rapists to run wild in the Rotterdam streets. Now, let me be very clear. I'm not saying all Asians are rapists or Muslims or anything like that. It was these particular men who just so happened to be Asian, but they didn't want to come down on these guys. They didn't want to go round them up because of their ethnic origin. And these are the type of political correctness things we see in our societies and allow guilty people to get away with their crimes. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
It is total mind control. It is total basket case brainwashing. To where she claims somebody raped her when she was in another state. This is what's taught on all the campuses, that the male act of sex with a female is inherently rape. That babies are parasites inside women. It's anti-human garbage to create some bizarre phobia where women's only identity is in hating men. When we all know the happiest women out there are with loving men and vice versa. And so many brainwashed feminists have been reformed and have actually found the love of a good man that serves them. They serve him. They have children. They become empowered. So many women have sent me letters and I've met them and they go, oh my God, I wish I'd have known this when I was younger. My parents just raised me that the state was God and that my identity was in hating men. And they have families with the last wave feminism where the man teaches them how fundamentally bad men are. We are the species. You don't say a male lion is bad. It is the species. Humanity isn't a man or a woman or a child, a boy or a girl. I mean, I love my daughters. And I want to put them in martial arts. We're planning to do that now that they've gotten old enough. 7 and 10, and my son has been in it, and I've been teaching him how to use the two older ones' firearms. And I don't, it's just this, you are oppressing women, you are a white male, you are a, and then, oh my gosh, you can't be in many areas of the campus, is basically kicked out of half the school because you slightly resemble, and then Ja'Kari even qualifies by saying, we're very sorry if you got raped, lady. Which I know, he's being a gentleman, that's fine, but it just shows how we're, like, giving in to these people. I would just laugh at them. This guy should sue them. Not not just be, wow, my feelings are hurt. How dare them know he wasn't the rapist, but still investigate it? And then say, now stay out of this area of the school.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We're now into the third hour, and we're joined by Joel Skousen. He's a political scientist specializing in the philosophy of law and constitutional theory. He's also a designer of high-security residences and retreats. He's designed self-sufficient and high-security homes throughout North America and has consulted in Central America as well. He's the author of Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, that we sell both the film we produced and the book, Big Coffee Table book, glossy pages, the best analysis out there at InfoWarsStore.com. He also assists people who live near a large city to develop contingency retreat plans. Joel was raised in Oregon, later served as a fighter pilot for the U.S. Marine Corps during Vietnam era, prior to being his design firm and high-security residences. During the 80s, he took leave of absence to serve as the chairman of the Conservative National Committee in Washington, D.C., and concurrently served as executive director, editor of Conservative Digest. JoelSkousen.com, WorldAffairsBrief.com. He's the editor of WorldAffairsBrief.com, and he joins us to cover news and the waterfront and to take a few specific focused questions, not comments or diatribes, because we're limited on time today, from callers. That's coming up at about 45 after. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Now, we never get into the social engineering with Joel Skousen and the attack on the family and Obama acting as a dictator, basically opening up the borders right now. All this unprecedented stuff. We need to talk about geopolitical and the price of oil and Ukraine and Russia and Greece. And we're going to hit all that first because he's an expert on that. But I want to cover the waterfront on a bunch of topics with Joel today to pick his brain. And Joel Skousen joins us via video Skype. If you're a radio listener, you can go to Infowars.com/show. And you can see Joel as well, or if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, you can also see him there. But we have a free feed for the radio listeners during the daytime broadcast. But you can also subscribe and get the commercial-free podcast. We appreciate the subscribers out there that help fund this for everybody else. But please take advantage of it. Send that link, Infowars.com/show, to your friends, to your family, at the end of your emails. You can wake folks up by just pushing our information in their direction, and that's how we grow via leaps and bounds. But as I said, going now to Joel Skousen, editor of World Affairs Brief, there's so much to cover, but I want to get into Russia, get into Ukraine, get into ISIS with you first, get into what's happening with the dollar, with oil, with Greece. Joel Skousen.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. It's really great to be with you. You know, we've had a lot of hype going on about the collapse of the euro, about nuclear war being imminent with Russia over Ukraine. And I continue to say, you know, there's a longer-term globalist agenda here that is not going to allow for these things to be imminent. And that's proving the dollar to collapse, the failure of the BRICS nation to be able to, you know, bring down the dollar, or what's going on in Greece right now, where we saw, as I predicted, the European Union gave in and gave them another 4-month extension again. It wasn't the 6 months that Greece wanted. The only concession that they gave was that Greece gets to pick their own austerity to by the Troika. And so that's a, you know, a small tactical diplomatic battle. They still have to come up with something today to tell how they're going to stop the continued tax evasion and reduction of civil service. But as I said, you know, the longest agenda here is globalism, and the EU is it's the flower of globalism. It's the showplace. They're not going to let that go down. And were to exit the Eurozone, it's not, I'm not convinced, in fact, I'm fully convinced that the EU wouldn't, even though other countries may want to follow suit. I think the Euro is showing sign, or the EU is showing sign, of doing whatever it takes to keep Greece in, to keep the exit from handling, or from going on. And I think we'll continue to see that. Doesn't mean that things are solved. Greece has long-term problems. It's not going to be solved by this additional bailout, but it does kick the can down the road so that they can, there'll be other major crises to come.
Sure, but in the future, this global debt is all untenable. And you got Alan Greenspan saying something big's coming. You have all these other elites saying get ready for something big. Obviously, they engineer these things to consolidate power. Do you think it's going to be inflation? Do you think it's going to be deflation? Do you think the bubble's going to go on? And if so, for how long? Because most experts, John Williams, you name it, now say, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has been saying 3-4 years, forever. Now he's saying it could be this year or next year that we see a global meltdown.
Yeah, I know that. They have been saying this, and they've been wrong for 3 and 4 years running. And it's because they haven't really looked at what does it take to destroy it. Answered these things several times in the World Affairs Brief. I've never got a suitable response from Williams or Peter Schiff or Gerald Celeni on my major objections. Number one is that for hyperinflation, which is the major way to take the dollar, you've got to really have two things. You've got to have a very modest money supply that can be doubled or tripled in a year to depreciate and make it the dollar become worthless. But that isn't possible with the dollar. There's over 200 trillion monetized dollars, maybe even 300 trillion. And there's over 1,000 trillion non-monetized contractual dollars out there. The Fed could print over 20 trillion a year and not exceed 10% of the money supply. And that isn't hyperinflation. And then for hyperinflation to occur, the second thing has to occur. You've got to have some kind of automatic indexing, automatic way for common people to raise their income to keep pace with inflation. Otherwise, you don't ever accumulate a full of $100 bills that are worthless because you don't have any way to get those excess dollars.
That's right. They have been expert at creating real depressions in the economy so that people never become wealthy enough to actually accumulate the excess dollars. That said, though, I do see real inflation in some of the goods and services out there, and I don't think if the economy wasn't contracting that they'd be able to stop inflation. I'm no economist. I just simply see them with their different computer models managing things, and I just wonder how long this can go on, Joel.
Yeah, I think actually can keep it going on a lot longer than we think. For example, the purpose of the zero debt policy is to keep the debt crisis from coming to a head. They can postpone that till after 2030 by keeping interest rates near zero, because that means that the interest on the debt does not accumulate faster. If they inflation, and John Williams is right, real inflation is between 6 and 7 to 8% now. If they can keep it that way, there won't be a hyperinflation. If they want to go, you start to have an inflation mentality where people want to get rid of their dollars, want to buy something, it would heat up the economy. But most people could not keep pace. That creates stagflation like we have in the 70s where people can't afford to buy. They stop buying. If gas went to $10, people would stop buying again. And so the Fed shows every sign of, in fact, being very, very cautious to not let inflation get over. They've got the advantage also in that there's a great deal of deflationary forces going on right now in the economy, which is balancing out. I think inflation would probably be 12 to 14% if it weren't for the deflationary.
That's what I was just getting at, just from a layman's perspective. So, Joel Skousen, let me ask you this question. Geopolitically, how are things going for the Anglo-American power bloc versus the other blocs? Because we have numbers out, 4 out of 10 Americans are one bill from disaster, CBS News. I mean, in the real economy, we've been in a recession slash unequally distributed depression for a long time. But in certain corporate jobs or certain government jobs, people are still doing quite well. So it seems like they've created a new artificial class system.
That is exactly right. We have a selective recession right now. There's a lot of people with a lot of money. You look at the stock market, over 18,000 now. This is the money in the big speculative economy. These people get nearly free money from the Fed that they can invest in these speculative economies and make 15 to 20%. Why should they invest in a lot of money being spread around the economy? The movie houses are full, the restaurants are full, and yet there's 20% real unemployment. But even that isn't like the Depression, where you had 25%. In the Depression, nobody had any reserves. There wasn't anything, you know, as in today's world, you've got food stamps, you've got unemployment compensation, you've got relatives to live with, people have 3 or 4 televisions, they've got 2 or 3 cars. There's a tremendous amount of reserves in this economy after 40, 50 years of inflation that is, in fact, making it more resistant to the dire things that happened in the
Depression. That's right. We've been such a wealthy nation that there's a lot of stores of wealth. People are living with their parents longer. But if you look at the demographic trends and if you look at the savings of younger people, I do see this coming to a cataclysmic collapse somewhere down the road. I mean, it can't go on forever.
That is correct, Alex. It can't go on forever. The key is, can the powers that be, can the Fed keep milking the bailouts along? And can they keep managing the money supply along until war comes? You see, then they escape the blame for this.
All Joel. Your Skype's breaking up really bad all of a sudden. We're going to keep you on video Skype, but dial you on the telephone as we go to break here. We're going to come back with Joel Skousen. This is really important information he's talking about. What we have is a computerized, technocratic, organized economy. And as Google and all these systems get more and more into our lives, they're going to be able to game the system that much more. But in my view, the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. And I see it only being a bigger implosion and spectacular crisis when it comes. Stay with us.
Attention Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Here back live. Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief is our guest, the editor of World Affairs Brief. Your phone calls are lining up. Brandon, Judy, Ben, Wayne, and others. I want talk about the moral decline, why the establishment has engineered it, and where this country is in the future, and the huge preparations for civil oppression we see going on. We'll do that in the next segment, but getting into Russia, getting into the Middle East, the ISIS threat, clearly created and given a safe harbor by the West, the different power vacuums that are being battled over by Iran, by Saudi Arabia. Are we really at war with ISIS? Is it blowback? Has it gotten out of control? Or is there something bigger? I want to get Joel Skousen's take on that. Joel?
Well, thanks, Alex. ISIS is, as you said, a Western intelligence-engineered crisis. Essentially, al-Qaeda was becoming old hat. Everyone was claiming to be al-Qaeda, and nothing was ever happening domestically to cross the border. You know, I've questioned that for years. If we had real terrorism and they got a wide-open border with Mexico, what's keeping al-Qaeda from coming across the border daily and blowing up electrical pylons or blowing themselves up in malls? And what's keeping ISIS from coming over to do that? It's just unexplainable, except for the fact that these intelligent these terrorist organizations at the top, at least, are controlled by the governments, and they are not giving orders to do so. And the reason is that it would get in the way of the social agenda of engineering a democratic majority through millions of Latinos crossing the border. If we had terrorism coming across the border, the Americans would demand that shut that border down immediately. And that's why they're not allowing terrorism to come across. They control it at the top. They don't control necessarily. In other words, the normal terrorist doesn't know that the top leadership's controlled by the U.S. intelligence, British intelligence, working through Israeli Mossad agents, Arab agents trained by Israel. But that's really the reality, what we're doing here. And all of these ISIS videos are staged. I mean, this latest one was just a joke with the 20 so-called Christians beheaded. You see these ISIS characters in black almost towering a third the height over these supposed, Christian.
That's right. We've looked at it. It's blue screen. Even Wired magazine 6-7 years ago had to come out and admit their video analysts looked at the NQTEL videos they were releasing of Adam Gadon, the son of the head of the ADL, who's supposedly the leader of al-Qaeda now, a Jewish al-Qaeda member. And the al-Qaeda video was put out in the Pentagon video layer with their logo. It was the same produced video at the same time.
Yeah, these are professionally produced videos by Western video experts. Terrorists don't have these kinds of capabilities to do this. Really, the reason for creating ISIS was, as I think I've explained before on your show, very carefully, Israel has been tasked by the globalists ever since 2004 to attack Iran. They've said, we can't do it until you take down Syria. 2 years ago, they were set to take down Syria with that no-fly zone. That's when Kerry made the mistake in the London press conference when a reporter asked him, is there anything that Syria can do to evade this? He said, well, sure, they could give up their chemical weapons. Then wham, Syria and Russia said, we accept. And all of a sudden, in one mistake, Kerry derailed the entire rationale for going into Syria. So that's when they began to create ISIS in order to justify a backdoor approach to getting into Syria. We create a new terrorist organization. Basically, they divided the rebels in Syria into two groups. So you're going to be the existing rebels, and you're going to be the new group called ISIS. And we'll set you off into Iraq, but you come from Syria, so we'll have an excuse to get back into Syria to attack ISIS.
And now they're announcing all of that, and we talked about this last year and predicted it. It's now happening. It also throws the military off the rank and file, who were really getting upset 2 years ago about openly backing al-Qaeda. Now they have a reason to go back in the region. Oh, and while we're at it, call in airstrikes for the good Syrian rebels. So exactly as we said they would do it, they're now doing it.
That's right. They've got Turkey involved in direct shipping of arms and ammunition and funds and things to both sides, ISIS and the so-called moderate rebels. They're all controlled by Western intelligence through Israeli agents who have peppered the area with very highly trained Arab Muslim radicals that they've trained to go in and direct these things and to be the recipients of various funds. So this is a very directed false flag attack of ISIS. But it is still meant to keep Americans diverted from the real crisis in the future, which is Russia and China, as they continue to build for a strike against the West. I do not believe that Ukraine is going to trigger that directly. I think this is a 3 or 4 year process.
All right, stay there. We got to go to break. Yeah. Long segment coming up. We'll segue into the detonator for World War III. Is it Ukraine? Is it North Korea? What's really happening in Ukraine? Joel Skousen's expert opinion. He knows what he's talking about, folks. We'll be right back and take your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Want to just say, great job last week for three of the days or so that David Knight sat in broadcasting. I want to thank him for the wonderful job he did. Joel Skousen is our guest, worldaffairsbrief.com. And your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Specific questions for Joel Skousen, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Joel, I want to finish up with Russia and China and geopolitical issues and just get your take on the eugenics, anti-human, anti-family, anti-male, political correctness. People say, oh, silly political correctness, but it's really designed to do something more. Curtail language and just shut people down and teach a form of ninnying knowledge, of obsessing on what people say and being offended to shut down real debate. But Before we go there, finishing up with Russia and what you think is happening in Ukraine.
Well, we are seeing, as I continue to predict, that Russia is being let have a pass here. They are in really open invasion now within Ukraine with limited troops, but highly trained troops. Ukraine is actually sabotaging their own version of the war. The generals have leaked out. They're not allowed to win this. They're not allowed to put in sufficient troops to win anything. It's a phony war. But, you know, we continue to battle the major propaganda within our own movement, Alex, of those, and these are sincere people, most of them. I mean, the Eric Zusas and the Lenmans are pro-Russian leftists who will continue to claim that Russia has no sins, that Putin has no sins, that Castro has no sins. This is just a globalist conspiracy against these innocent countries. But it is not. The globalists are not innocent. They want to provoke war, but they really don't want to, in fact, engage Russia. They want Russia to continue to look worse as they move through, and Russia is a predator nation. Russia is in Ukraine to take back Ukraine before World War III, and you'll see that after Ukraine is taken, at least half of Ukraine, they probably won't get through completely to Western Ukraine, but I think they'll get it surrounded with Moldova. Fully half of Ukraine will fall to the new Russia, and then they'll start working on the Baltics. All the while, I'll tell you, NATO will do nothing, and the U.S. will do nothing. Sending arms to Ukraine will do nothing because there's no way that they can be used, sophisticated arms, without training. It'll be, if anything, a giveaway to the Russians who will capture a lot of those weapons. And I continue to insist, though, that the anti-globalists, of which I count myself as one, certain of our members on it are incorrect when they continue to hype that this was a Western promulgated coup. It's true that the Western governments went there facilitating some of the opposition, but this was, in fact, a Russian coup to the core. A year ago, almost this week, we saw the unexplainable happen, where the opposition was allowed to win because the riot police, run by the pro-Russian Yanukovych regime, were ordered back to the barracks, giving the opposition the free run of the governmental palace, the governmental buildings. And then on the Saturday following that day, the pro-Russian Party of Regions ousted their own president. It would be as if constitutional conservatives had been rioting and protesting in Washington, D.C. for 3 months, and all of a sudden the Marines abandoned the White House, let us walk through the White House, and the next day the Democrats ousted Barack Obama. How believable would that be? But that's exactly what happened in Ukraine. It could not have been a Western coup because the Western opposition had no powers to order the bear coup back to the barracks and to order the Republic or the their version of the Democratic Party to oust their own leader. And that's why I say this is a false Western, pro-Western government, particularly sabotaging the war, working in combination with Russia to eventually let Russia take back Ukraine.
Now, Joel Skousen, I agree with you on probably 97% of what you have to say. And on this subject, I get your perspective. What you're saying is true. But let's pull back. When this all started a year ago, I went and showed the clips of the State Department saying we put $5 billion in the last 15 years. George Soros made statements on CNN on different shows that he was involved in the destabilization. They want to destabilize, have the two sides fight with each other, let Russia carve off a piece of it in probably some secret deal. Then the EU can come in and say, we've got to resurrect this and bail out the EU with Federal Reserve money, claiming that it's not an EU bailout, but that it's a Marshall Plan. Well, we just saw tens of billions already sent in. They're calling it a Marshall Plan. So it's a larger destabilization of the whole region to then launch the new Cold War for the new buildup for the next phase. And this is more like Hitler and Stalin dividing Poland before official World War II broke out and Hitler double-crossed Stalin in Operation Barbarossa. So that's what I see happening. So I don't lionize the West or the Putonians, I guess you could call them. But clearly that area of Ukraine has pretty much always been part of Russia. This is a replay of World War II, but Eastern Russian Ukraine battling Western European Ukraine. And so that's why you see the same players there. So I see it more as the globalists just wanting turmoil to consolidate control.
Well, you got to remember, the globalists are playing both sides, always have. They've been building up Russia while they pretend to fight Russia in a Cold War, building up China while they pretend to fight. Same thing happening here. It was a propaganda lie when Victoria Nuland said that they'd put $5 billion into Ukraine. That was the entire budget for all of Eastern Europe. You can't put $5 billion into a country like Ukraine and not have it show up in the banking system. In other words, she was propagandizing, speaking to a pro-Ukrainian rally. But there's no way that they injected that directly into Ukraine. And George Soros, being a globalist leader, is basically feeding the fire within Russia and others to get people who want to believe this was a Western coup. But you see, the U.S. knows, the media knows that the coup went back to the barracks. The media knows the Party of Regions unelected their own leader. Nobody in the press has asked why and how did that happen and how did the Western opposition do that. Until someone answers that question, my proof stands. This was a ruse, just like the phony fall of the Soviet Union was a deception. The phony coup in Ukraine is a Russian coup, and that Poroshenko and Yushchenko are working for the Russians and sabotaging. That's why Poroshenko has all his friends are Russian oligarchs. That's why he betrayed the Eastern Russians after with his campaign promises. He refused to let them speak Russian in Eastern Ukraine. He enraged them. He sent in mercenaries to attack his own people, to betray.
So that Russia could then look like the savior coming in and taking over.
Yeah, in other words, they've been sabotaging. This looks like, and I've got the proof, as I say, that these pro-Western leaders are actually still working for Russia, just like Tymoshenko was working for Putin.
Well, I mean, it's on record that the entire leadership of Al-Qaeda and ISIS is working for NATO, working for the U.S., working for Turkey, working for Israel, working for Pakistan. I mean, it just keeps coming out. So that would fit the paradigm.
That's right. We have to look deeper than the obvious on these things. And going back to this, I still think that the trigger for World War III is not going to be Ukraine. It's going to build up Russia as the hegemonious enemy right across the border from Europe, and it's going to allow Europe to... But I think we're going to see just like happened in Yalta, just like what happened in Munich. We're going to see them continue to pamper and be permissive with the Russians right up into the war. But the actual trigger probably started North Korea. Has to be a reason why the Western governments continue to be permissive with North Korea compared to Iran. There's going to be a war in the Middle East with Iran as soon as Syria is taken down with Israel attacking Iran. But ultimately, I think we have time. I think this war is going to cover for the excuse of getting the entire West into a militarized global government. And I think that's where all this is leading. But I don't think it's imminent. I think this is going to take time. You're going to see Ukraine mature for another year before they move into the Baltics. And the reason I say that is that Russia and China still need more time to continue to build these weapon systems that they're in the process of building right now, and we are going to continue to disarm, which is suicidal.
But as you said, that's to entice the attack when the whole secret project, just like
that's
NASA's
right.
80% secret, the military, what we see of the military is not really the main military. What we see is more of our UN occupation force military that's 30 years old.
That's right. Our government has secret weapon systems they're developing. They're going to allow this a nuclear attack on American military forces so as to justify getting us into a new world order. They need our American military forces to be taken down in order to rampage or get us into a militarized global government. But then they're going to pull out, I think, these secret weapons, probably space-based anti-missile weapons that are really effective with warheads on them, unlike our current crop of ABMs. And they're going to hold back the Russian and Chinese nuclear attacks while they regroup. And I think there's going to be a...
But the Russians and Chinese are smart. They know about all the secret weapons.
I'm not sure they do. I think they suspect. That's what's kept them at bay for many. That's why they're still skittish about attacking. But I don't.
I mean, didn't they see how we set up Japan to attack? I mean, they got to know that's how the West and the British intelligence operates.
Yeah, you know, you would think so. But you've got to remember that the Russians and the Chinese have, as part of their strategic blood, they must attack the West. They do want to take down the West, so they're not going to be deterred. They're just looking for how much more can we build before we're confident enough to take them down. And I think, you know, with PDD-60, which they also have got to know about, PDD-60 tells our nuclear forces not to expect to launch on warning, but to expect to absorb a nuclear first strike. That was 1997. I think that was a telegraph message. Don't expect to get the codes to be able to launch against the first strike. You're going to absorb a first strike.
Yeah, they took the launch codes away from the sub-commanders, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then they, you know, had that agreement with Clinton, with the Soviets. It was just a one-sided agreement. We're going to keep 50% of our missile submarines in port at any one time to make sure that you can target it more easily, to show our good intent that we have no offensive attempt.
But as you know, there's a lot of hidden secret nukes that the United States has. I mean, everybody cheats.
I'm convinced that the globalists have a plan to win this after they absorb a nuclear first strike on our military. But remember, the cities are not the target. The Russians and Chinese want to blackmail us into submission, not destroy the market that they depend on. So I think the globalists know that. This is a very complex scenario. I understand people's reluctance to want to maybe see this.
Well, it's kind of a paradox. They need our military to be kind of the UN global force. They want to build up NATO as the new UN army. That's admitted. That's who they keep using for these UN operations. But they know inherently one of the only cores of Americana, even though our military's been part of these evil wars, is the military. They know the military is the most awake group of the globalist conspiracy. That's why they want to coup d'etat them in a nuclear attack.
Yeah, I think you're right, Alex.
Well, that fits in because they absolutely hate the military. Look what they do to them with these secret death lists and all the rest of it. We didn't get to get into social issues. I want to have you back soon to do that because I want to go to phone calls, as promised. Brandon in Texas, you're on the air with Joel Skousen. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. First and foremost, God bless both of you guys. I'm a huge fan. My question is, whether it's a global war or some kind of economic collapse, we hear a lot about collecting gold and silver coins, so on and so forth, for use for barter, but how would that really be any use to another person that's, you know, up a creek just like me or anybody else in that event? Wouldn't it be more useful in that case to stockpile things that people will need, like something that's made out of unobtainium, like 22 ammo nowadays, I'm sure you guys noticed, and maybe even just for comfort, like something along the lines of cigarettes. I don't smoke them, but maybe I should buy some, or little bottles of whiskey. What do you think about that?
Well, I think precisely that stockpiling things that remove your future need for money and provide barter items is really your best option. But remember, too, that cash will be king. I predict that there will not be hyperinflation before this war comes. They're going to continue to try to keep things down below 10%, thus you can hoard some cash. But believe me, there won't be any cash printing when war starts. And so cash will be king until it starts to run out, and then prices rise because of shortages. That's when gold and silver become more valuable, when prices rise, because right now you wouldn't be able to get change for a $2,000 gold coin. I like silver dollars as the premier barter coin, just because they're big and fat and heavy, and they're legal tender. People don't have to determine whether or not this is a real coin or not. I think if you're going to stockpile anything, silver dollars is going to be the best one, rather than quarters and dimes that are silver because they look too much like what's out there existing. So silver dollars, cash will be king first of all, then silver dollars. But ultimately, in the long term of this war, and there's going to be starvation, there's going to be famine for a couple of years, you've got to be able to get out of those urban areas, and you're going to have stockpiles to use and to trade. Especially things that are usable, like light bulbs, like glues, screws, ammunition.
Shortwave radios. And let's just say it, Joel. You know, people will do anything for liquor once this all goes down. People could argue it'd be immoral, but the classic barter item would also be like things like whiskey.
Well, you know, the so-called, who is it, the Bosnian guy who's promoting his wares about survival is talking about, you know, cigarette lighters were key. Well, they aren't here in the United States. In Europe, people still smoke like chimneys, but not here. So it's not going to, smoking is not going to be a barter item like it is in Europe. Liquor may be, but I still think a lot of Americans will need food, and things to repair things quicker than they'll need liquor.
I was about to say, somebody that's got their own solar power and wind power and like a tinker repair machine shops, those will end up being little mini cities during a full collapse, right?
That's right. You know, and the Bosnian guy claims, well, nobody used any cars, but that was Bosnia. Those were high-density urban areas. Out here in the West and things, fuel will be king as well, and you will be able to sell fuel like gold someday. So there's a lot of things that you can stockpile that are, I think, more useful ultimately than gold and silver.
Oh, absolutely. Fuel out in areas that aren't dense will be king. Brandon, does that answer your question?
Pretty much. I have maybe a little bit of a continuation of that question. Mr. Skousen mentioned that people should be getting out of urban areas, but wouldn't those be the most likely areas that the powers that be at the time would want to control? And as we've seen in places like Somalia and others, that those are the places where they delivered the food supplies, where the rural areas were pretty much left to their own devices.
Well, that's right, and that's why you want to be in the rural areas so that they leave you alone, basically, and have your stockpiles. Remember, you can't grow in urban areas. You are totally dependent on peanuts.
We've got to go to break. Stay there. We'll be right back.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we the Patriots hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride and GMO estrogen mimickers and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Jefferson is our guest. Medical supplies will be king during a collapse, but of course the public doesn't have general access to those now, plus they don't have a good shelf life. The elite are buying redoubts. We talked about this 15 years ago, but it was even the London Guardian last week or 2 weeks ago that elites are buying places all over the world in rural areas and putting in long airstrips so they can run from Europe and the U.S. Most of the rich billionaires in Israel have left Israel the last 5 years. And we talked about this before it was known because we have a lot of sources. I know Joel does and I do as well, but he builds houses for, you know, really rich folks and common folks as well that are secure. So they've been running to the hills. They're not running into the cities. Those are the places you won't want to be during a collapse. You want to elaborate on that, Joel, before we go to Judy?
Yeah, even the cities will not be able to be controlled by the powers that be. I mean, there's just, I mean, I don't even think policemen are going to show up for duty. Soldiers aren't going to show up for duty because their families will be subject to mobs. It's just going to be chaos. And so people will leave the cities. It's a matter of preparing places before that happens so that you're not caught in the maelstrom.
And know your neighbors, so if a group, you know, 2 years into a collapse comes over there, it'll be just like Road Warrior wanting to take over, you're ready to deal with them. The good part That's about right. areas that have the Second Amendment, though, I predict those are going to be areas that are a lot safer. What about areas where they've disarmed people like California and D.C., you know, that have cultures of just supine worshiping of tyranny? My God, those are going to be carnal, charnel houses of hellish exploits by the criminal element.
Absolutely. That's why a strategic relocation, you know, we rate different areas differently, especially by these criteria like Second Amendment, like the freedom to homeschool, freedom for natural medical care, as well as climate and other things. A lot of good information in strategic relocation that people ought to
get. People should get the book and the film at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, if people don't, I think they're insane. Both of them are so well done, and we're honored to work with you on that. That's what the whole illegal alien open invasion's about. I mean, Obama is acting as a dictator, but notice the Republicans aren't challenging him, Joel.
No, that's right. And there was a judge that had the guts to shut it down, and now the Obama administration is shopping for a judge to release that that order so that the illegal agenda can keep going forward. But I think that's why the southern states have got a problem. You know, Texas, even where you are, you know, it's going to be a Mexican state one of these days again, I think.
Well, that's the globalist plan, to get folks to vote with the Democratic agenda. That's the plan.
That's right. They want to water down conservative voting patterns, and they're not going to stop this illegal flow no matter what we do. It's one of those things, they don't take no for an answer.
Judy in Florida. Judy, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
In listening, I'm just really getting more and more concerned and frightened, really, about what is coming over our border, whether it's the illegal aliens or the Chinese that are coming here and having children. But all that aside,
well, because America's been totally sold out. I mean, we offer to pay for anybody's kids in the world, and this is the plan to turn us into a Tower of Babel. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I know people that are perfectly fine with that I thought were real intellectuals and people that I thought loved this country, but they're just brainwashed, crazy people. But what I don't understand is how this is not really like a currency war that's taking place, and I guess this is my question, is how is this not really a currency war? Because isn't the Anglo-American establishment just looking for the boogeyman that they can blame when the financial collapse does occur? I mean, they want World War III, don't they, in full swing? And also, what do you say to the people like me and my family that are not going to be able to get to some type of armored redoubt, and we're going to be stuck in mainland America, you know, with all the suffering?
That's a good point. Joel?
Well, as I say, you know, the currency wars are continue to go back and forth, but I'm going to tell you, the dollar will remain king. There's no other currency in the world that can replace the dollar. The euro would have to be inflated.
Stay there. We're going to come back and finish up with that in overdrive and go to Truth. Ben, Gregory, Aaron, and others, stay with us. Joel Skousen is our guest.
Communications Radio Network.
The
experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.